The devotion is by Terry Va'a. Never lose sight of God. I am a Christian woman with a physical disability. I was diagnosed with a medical condition called diffuse idiopathic skeletal hyperostosis, DISH. The condition is considered a form of degenerative arthritis or osteoarthritis. In 2007, I also had a spinal cord injury that paralyzed me from my neck down. I have been married to my husband of 14 years, who was also diagnosed with muscular dystrophy, limb girdle, 2 years into our marriage, and we have 3 amazing adult children. I'm reminded of the story of Job, which never ceases to amaze me. It reminds me that I have so much to thank God and be grateful for. Job lost everything, yet he had a good reputation with God. God himself said to Satan, "There is no one on earth like him. He is blameless and upright, a man who fears the Lord and shuns evil." Job 1:8. Still, Job lost his health, all his wealth, and every single one of his children in tragic deaths. His own wife raged at him to curse God and die. But with all that he faced, he held fast to his integrity and never wavered in his trust in God, constantly praying and crying out to him. And this amazes me. With all that he endured, Job's faith and trust in God, that he is with him every step of the way, never wavered. Even though you may have a disability, and you're a Christian, you still face a lot of challenges. But for me, prayer has always brought me through the tough times, if not rescued me from it. And I believe this with my whole heart, because what I've seen God do cannot be put down to just coincidence or luck. Today I am no longer paralyzed completely, but have gained full use of my arms and can walk with limited strength. Romans 5:3-5 says, "We also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. Therefore, I can trust that God is in control and thank him for the good he has done and will do on my behalf. And even when things get so heavy for me that I can't think of what to pray for, I remind myself that John 3:16 says, 'For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.' That, at least, we can always pray and thank God for."